I'm your host, Matt Bergman, and welcome to From the Hawk's Nest. My guest today is Matt Schissel, who's a 2018 QU alum earning a master's degree in education. Matt became the head baseball coach at QU in 2021, and before taking that head coaching role, he served as the pitching coach and as a grad assistant and assistant coach. Last season, the Hawks baseball team set the single season record for victories. They won the GLVC, that's the Great Lakes Valley Conference Tournament, and advanced to the NCAA Division II Midwest Regional Tournament and were one win away from competing in the National Championship Tournament. Coach Schissel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, before we get to those highlights of the last season, and there were plenty of them, let's talk about your journey to becoming head coach of the QU baseball team and where it all started and how you've gotten to today.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. I was telling Chris before you got in here, I came here the fall of 16 and knew I was coming in as a grad assistant, and 8 years later, here we are. It's gone by quick. It's been fun. A lot of good baseball, a lot of good people, a lot of good relationships. Long story short, I knew a grad assistant here at the time. We kind of grew up together, and a job opened up that summer, and I graduated college with nothing to do, and, you know, here we are. So it's been a good ride so far.
What stands out to you about those years that you were the pitching coach and the assistant coach? There were some great seasons there, too.
We had a lot of really good years, a lot of really good players. You know, being around Raby for, you know, 5 years as an assistant, you kind of learn the ins and outs of the game. You get a different perspective on the game, which I think has helped us as a program where we're at right now. You just kind of learn everything. You know, anybody that tells you they're ready for that head coach job the first year is lying to you. I can promise you that. But, you know, there wasn't a better guy or a better group of guys to learn from going into it.
And specifically 2017 and 2018, the Hawks advanced to their first World Series in 2017 and had back-to-back tournament titles in 2017 and 18. What was special about those years?
The group. They're all special. They're all special in their own ways. But those two groups, I mean, they fought for each other day in and day out. You know, in my first 2 years as a head coach, or as an assistant coach, excuse me, in college baseball, I was looking around. I was like, man, this is easy. You can do this every year. And obviously, looking back, you know, that was kind of a premature thought. But special groups, they had older guys, they had younger guys, but it was a good mix. And it was a collective mix of guys that kind of bought into the end goal, and then it kind of showed up on the field.
And one of the things you were able to help do is work alongside with All-American Riley Martin. Mm-hmm. And tell us about that experience and where he's at today.
I was with Riley all 5 years. Freshman Riley was different than fifth year Riley. And obviously as he got older, you know, my roles kind of changed, but we always had a good relationship. He was a guy, no nonsense, kind of show up, put the work in, and he was a really good role model for really his freshman year. He was a good role model for other guys as well. You know, and that he kind of grew into that leadership role, and he was never the most vocal guy, but he was always a guy that you knew he was going to get his work in, and it was infectious. Other people wanted to work out with him. They wanted to throw with him because they knew he was going to help make them better. You know, and even being a sixth rounder in 21, he, you know, spent a lot of time this year in AAA baseball. He's in AA right now, just won the AA championship for whatever league that is. I don't know what it is. But, you know, Chase Gockel this past year, ninth round draft pick, similar type guy. You know, guys that show up and work, and they're just infectious people, good dudes.
So in your first season as head coach, what was your approach to lead the team? How did you motivate them? And what maybe stands out as some highlights?
Oh, that's a really good question. It was an older group, you know, a group that I'd been around quite a bit. You know, we only brought in, I think, one or two freshmen that were with the varsity group. So it was a bunch of guys that I'd been around, and it was a bunch of guys that I knew pretty well. The biggest difference was I'm not Coach Raby, you know, and yeah. That was I just had a different relationship with those guys, and good, bad, and different. We just had to kind of get over that hump, and it took us a little bit. You know, it took us really to about the middle of the year. I think at one point we were 19 and 18 and ended up in the Super Regional, you know, one win away from the World Series. Again, a really good group, really good group of guys. So I wouldn't say there's any drastic changes, just kind of getting myself and the guys acclimated to how we're going to play baseball.
How do you handle recruiting new players to the team? I know that's an ongoing process that you and the assistant coaches are constantly working on, but talk to us about the whole recruiting process and your philosophy.
We've actually got two coaches out in Arizona right now recruiting. We want to recruit good kids. You know, we're going to try and live and die with the high school kids. We're going to bring in more high school kids, and then we'll kind of fill holes where we need to with transfers. Every year that looks a little bit different. Some year you get more kids to say yes than than vice versa. But good kids, good people, good family. Like, you want the kids that are going to show up and work hard, and they're going to work for what we want to do. You know, the end goal here, and I think that's why the culture has been so good for so long, is the end goal is we want to, you know, we're trying to get to Cary, get back to Cary, get back to the World Series. And as a group, when everybody's bought into that, good things happen. And so finding those kids that kind of fit that mold, and obviously they're talented baseball players, don't get me wrong, but good kids, good baseball players.
Well, let's stop here and take a brief break. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Coach Schissel about his coaching style and the outcomes of this past historic baseball season. Stay with us. You're listening to From the Hawk's Nest.
QU Hawk fans never have to miss a game. Visit QUHawks.com and click on the media tab to find the GLVC Sports Network. It's available on both your desktop and mobile tablet devices, as well as four over-the-top platforms, including Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Android TV, and Apple TV. All live and on-demand archived video is available free of charge. For game schedules and the latest news, visit QUHawks.com and follow Quincy University Hawks on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And welcome back to From the Hawk's Nest. I'm your host, Matt Bergman, and today my guest is Matt Schissel, QU's head baseball coach. And Matt, let's just get right to talking about the historic 22-23 season. There's a lot of record-setting moments here. What stands out the most to you?
47 wins. 47 wins. They came in a lot of different ways. You know, the big thing that people don't see with the 47 wins, they just see the number. It's how we got there. Our schedule last year was the toughest schedule in the country, number one strength of schedule, number one RPI, which is raw power index. So there was something like almost half of our games were against ranked opponents. You know, it wasn't 20 or 47 wins against bad teams. I mean, we went and played some of the top teams in the country, and it came out that way. And I think that with everything we did last year, I think that was the most impressive piece. And not getting to the World Series sucks, but I mean, that's something that you can't take away from those guys, and it was impressive.
And this was the first time in QU baseball history that a team won the regular season outright and the conference tournament in the same year.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It's crazy to think about how many good teams we've had, you know, especially the past decade. How many good teams, you know, we've won plenty of regular season, we won plenty of tournament championships, but to do it all in once was pretty cool.
And, you know, when you got the 47 wins, that actually beat the school record from 1999, my year, not on the baseball team.
Yeah.
Let me just qualify that. But of graduating, they had a record of 43 wins in a season. So, what a great season to be proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. I think 2018 we had 41 wins. I think those might be the only three 41 seasons. So, yeah, definitely something cool to be a part of. And again, how I started this, the way that we did it with, you know, going down and opening up at Tampa, ranked top five in the country, and, you know, beating Central Missouri, took a game from Rollins, who ended up was the national runner-up. You know, if you look at the whole picture, I think that's what needs to be painted the most.
Well, let's talk about the Midwest Regionals and the Super Regionals. I mean, you obviously secured the Midwest Regional one title in three games, and then fell two games to the University of Indianapolis in the Super Regionals. Talk to us about that.
I think I just need to stay home in the Super Regionals. You know, if you look at the last 2 years in regionals, we're 7-1 with two championships. In the Super Regionals, you know, we're 1-3, or 1-4. So, no, it's been fun. It's, you know, postseason baseball again. We've had a lot of guys that have played in those moments, you know, so those moments haven't been big. And the staff as well, you know, on this year's staff, we've got four coaches that have been to the College World Series. We've got guys that have played in regionals, coached in regionals. So being prepared for it's a big thing. And it's you know, it's like the saying, you can't get experience without being given experience. And that's what a lot of our guys, you know, have kind of been fortunate enough to do over the last couple of years. So postseason baseball gets big on some guys, but I think for us, it's what we're here for.
And I know that you probably don't want to talk about this, but we've got to mention the awards from last year.
Yep.
So in one season, you were named the GLVC Coach of the Year, the National Collegiate Baseball Writers Association Midwest Region Coach of the Year, and the National Coach of the Year. What are your reactions to these awards and honors?
I think it goes back to the 47-win team, the group of guys that did it. You know, it's, you can't win that award without a good team, without good assistant coaches, you know, because the assistant coaches help recruit those guys. They work with those guys every single day, and they help kind of push the culture that we're trying to build. And I think it's more of a team award than anything. Honestly, it's cool. Don't get me wrong. I would trade all of that in to be playing in Cary, you know, and I think any coach would say the same thing. But it's definitely an honor, but I think there's a lot more for us to do moving forward.
So let's talk about moving forward. Yeah. And the team for this year. What does the team look like?
A lot of new faces in a good way. A lot of talented guys. You know, and that's the one thing, you know, we've kind of sat people that have been in the program last, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, looking at names that are tough to replace. How do you replace this guy? How do you replace that guy? And every single year we do it some way. And I think that's what this year is going to be. There's going to be guys that have to prove themselves, and you know, that's part of it. It's we're old in good spots is the best way I can put it. So we're talented. You know, if we can get those guys to buy in and go the right direction, which we've done a really good job of this fall, I think we'll be okay.
Well, talk to us about your schedule for the year and maybe some fun places our alums around the world, around the country can catch you at.
Yeah, so in February, we'll actually be in Georgia for a week. That wasn't the initial plan. It kind of turned into the plan now. So we'll be in Georgia for a week, and then we'll be back at home that last week in February for Davenport, and then we'll get into conference and, pretty much Midwest after that.
What about goals for this year? Obviously, get to Cary.
Yeah, that's kind of the unspoken one. You know, we talk here and there about it. We've got it written in our locker room and our whiteboard. You know, when we get indoors, it's kind of, you know, see it every day, what we're working for, what we're training for. I think the big thing was this, with this group, it's us versus us. How can we get ourselves better every day? Because, and that's one thing we've talked a lot about the last couple of years, it doesn't matter who's in the other dugout, because if we show up and play the way that we're capable of playing, and we show up and play our brand of baseball, it doesn't matter who's there. You know, and I think if we can focus on that, which we've done a really good job of this fall, if we can focus on that for the next 6 months, good things can happen.
Well, Coach Sissel, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us today on the
show. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And be sure to tune in next time for another episode of From the Hawk's Nest, where we talk to QU coaches, staff members, Franciscan Friars, and alums, and learn their QU journey. I'm Matt Bergman, and it's always a great day to be a Hawk.